Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch, where if you touch my life, you will get a fresh touch. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. I carry out my divinely appointed position as a customer service agent for Jesus, servicing the souls of people that I meet as I live my journey of purpose. How about you on today? Are you living your journey of purpose? Are you living the purpose that God has given you as a believer? Are you getting those things done that God has given you to do? Well, that is my desire. That's my mission, is to encourage you while it is yet called today to get those things done that God has given you to do as he has given me to do. And that's what I'm all about, getting the job done, getting the job done. He said, let us work while it's yet called today and get those things done that God has given us. So I want to encourage you on today to do just that. For our topic on today says that God is not a respecter of persons, and he's not. So just think about it, and you may not have thought about it in this way, but I was sharing with my son that, you know, when we get older, we right now in this day, we draw Social Security. But Social Security is based on what you put into it. And if you have not paid into Social Security, then you can't get anything out. When you get older, you'll be able to get maybe SSI, but then that's only just barely a minimum. But if you've not put anything into Social Security, then you won't be able to get anything out. But the more you put in, the more you're able to get out when you get older. And I was sharing that. And so the same thing with the Lord. He is no respecter of person. So it's according to how you believe and what you put into it. He will be what we have him to be for us. So it's up to us. It is up to us to get into the Word of God, get to know him, and become a doer of his word, doing those things and getting those things that God has set for us to do. Well, before we get into our topic on today, let's just have a word of prayer and talk to the Lord that he will encourage us, that he will help us to get the things done that he has given us to do. So I want you to come and go with me. Whatever that situation that you have that's on your heart, or you've thought about it, or you're thinking about it, and you need the Lord to help you with it. And don't we need him? We need him to help us with it, with the situation. So prayer is always in order. So he said, man ought to always pray and never faint. So let's pray so that we don't faint. Most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you, Lord. And we magnify you, God, for who you are. Thank you that you are God and that you're in our lives, God. Thank you that we know you on today, Lord. And that those that don't, that we're getting to know you and that we want to know you, Lord. We magnify you today, Lord God, for you're so good, Lord, and you're so great, Lord. Thank you for watching over us, God, as you do, God. In the name of Jesus, nobody else, God, can do us like you can, God. Forgive us, Father, if we've displeased you with us, for we want to stay good with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you said if our ways please you, that we could ask whatever we will, and you will do it for us, God. And we thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask that you would go into the hospital, the nursing home, into the home of your people right now, God. And those that are searching, not realizing that it's you that they're looking for, God, would you bless right now, God, in the name of Jesus, as only you can do it, God. Bless right now, God, my sisters and my brothers, God. For your glory, God, do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For you are the only one that know how, God. You are a healer, God. You are a deliverer, God. You can set free, God, whoever it is today, Lord, that needs you right now. Go to that home, God, and do it, Lord. Peace be still in that home, in that situation right now. Peace be still in Jesus' name right now. And we thank you for it right now, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your work all things out. You said all things work together for the good, for them that are called according to your purpose, God. And we magnify you on today, God. Would you continue to bless your people, Lord? Look on the bereaved families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the Aches family, God, the Mims family, God, the Jones family, God. Look on them today, God, and comfort them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. There's no comfort like your comfort, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, do it for your glory and for your honor, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you for this broadcast, God. And you said if we would lift you up, God, that you would draw all men unto you, God. Draw today, God, in the name of Jesus. Draw, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, and we magnify you, God, for it right now, God. Thank you for your anointing, Lord, that's in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we magnify you, God, for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on our bishops and our mothers, God, our missionaries, our pastors, God, my pastor, God, Elder Mitchell, in the name of Jesus. Bless him, God. You know what he stands in the need of, God. Do it for your glory, God, in your most holy name, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just praise you. And we just magnify you for all things, God, in your most holy name, God. And look on Elder and Sister Little down there in Louisiana, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to encourage their hearts, God, if you will, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just magnify you now, God. Thank you for my husband, my family, God, how you continuously bless us, God. And we thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. The enemy meant it for evil to break us down and destroy us, God. But I thank you right now, God, that you mean it for good, God. What they meant for our downfall, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're using it as a stepping stone. And I magnify you for it right now, God. In your most holy name, God, your continued blessings, we ask in your name, God. Thank you for it, Lord. Have mercy today, God, on your people everywhere, that they've forgotten, God, that you're not a respecter of persons. And thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doing, that you, God, would direct us. We thank you for direction on today, God. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for prayer on today. For prayer is always in order. The men ought to always pray and never faint. It's no time for fainting, but it is time for prayer. And prayer, conversation with the Master, with God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for he is no respecter of persons. What he did for one, he will do for the other. And there's so many things that God loves that we do, and he honors that. He honors that. And so if we as believers, he's not coming down to our standards, but we're going to have to come up to his, and he means what he says. And I used to think God was a mean God. Oh, but he's not. He's a loving God that loves us. But we like to play the blame game. We like to do everything else. We want to do it our way. But it's not so with God. We can't do it our way. We can't have, as Burger King says, have it your way. It's not your way, but it's God's way. And when we learn to do it his way and grow in the Lord, find out that he's a loving God. But it's the things that we do that bring about the stink in our lives. And then we want God to just keep on smelling the stink. But no. God smell that. He smell it. Yes, he do. And he's no respecter of persons. So while you round trying to dig a ditch for somebody else, remember, what the song said, dig too. Because that ditch that you dig for somebody else, it may just be for you. Amen. Now, if you would like to be on my show, or you have an idea for a show, or you would like for me to come and be an encourager for your event, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And if you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website and you can leave a message out there for that request at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com. And we will be praying for you. Just put your name in the basket. And if the Lord gives me your name or he tells me to pray, I pray without you sending anything in. Just know that God loves us and he's concerned about us. And if you want to check me out, you can check out my books. They're out there on my website and also at Amazon.com, Fabulous Fresh Touch. And so today we are talking about God is not a respecter of persons. Did you ever think that he is or that he was? Did you think or do you think that God is a respecter of persons? Well, the scripture says he's not. And whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord? Or are you going to believe what somebody else says? Well, that's why you need to get in the Word for yourself so you can see exactly what God is saying about himself. Well, I remember years ago, I had a growth under my arm, and it was so swollen that I could barely put my arm down. I remember the late missionary Maylois Monroe had a growth, and she testified how she put her hand on that area where that growth was and cursed it and commanded it to dry up and be cast out of her body. So here I am with a growth, and I said, if God did it for Mother Monroe, he will do it for me. I was right. I laid my hands on it, cursed it, and commanded it to be cast from my body into the sea. My granddaughter was my witness. The next morning, the growth had grown up like a raisin. And when I showered, it fell off. Oh, boy, I sure hated that, because I wanted to keep it as a keepsake, because to look what God had done for me. He was no respecter person, but what he did for her, he did for me too, because I believed God would do it. So, but there is no respect of persons with God. Romans 2:11. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. So it's for everybody who believes. Don't get mad at me because I get in the Word. I meditate in the Word. I pray the Word. And God, he looks for his Word to bring it to pass. So don't get mad at me because I'm doing the Word. Get mad at yourself. Get disturbed with yourself. Don't be jealous of me. For God is no respecter of person. But there is no difference, Romans 3:22. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work. Do you hear that? He judges according to every man's work. You got to put in the time. I got to put in the time. And because I choose to put in the time and not putting everybody else there, and God blesses me, don't get upset about that. Just get in there and put in your time. Like I was saying earlier about the Social Security, if you don't put no time in, you're going to have a mighty small check. Mighty small. And then you're too old to work. So put your time in now, because payday is coming after a while. Put your time in. All of us have got to put our time in, because God is no respecter of work. Says, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. And that's talking about that reverence for God. Put in that time. Give him that time. Most people say, I don't have time. Oh, I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. Do you have time to die? That's a good question, isn't it? So it's not about taking, not about having the time. It's about taking the time so that you won't have any regrets No regrets. Do those things now so that you won't have any regrets. But you can say, I did it, or I tried it. So God, he says, spend that time sojourning here. So pass the time in that reverence to God. 1 Peter 1:17. But if you show partiality, now I liked this because I had never read that before. But if you show partiality, you commit sin. Huh? Did you know that? Have you ever read that? Have you ever thought about that? That when you're being partial, that you're committing a sin? Huh. And are convicted by the law as transgressors, James 2:9 and James 2:1. And your master says, and your master do the same things to them, giving up threatening, knowing that you, your own master, also is in heaven. And there is no partiality with him. Ephesians 6:9 and Colossians 3:20-25. For the Lord your God is the God of gods and Lord of lords. He is the great God, the mighty and awesome God. That's our God. Great and mighty, awesome God is who he is. So take heed. So take heed that you do what God has given you and I to do. No partiality. And cannot be bribed. Ain't that something? God can't be bribed. You know, we're partial to those that we want to be partial to. But we can't bribe God. Deuteronomy 10:17. Wherefore, now let the fear, let the reverence of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it. For there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of person, nor taking of gifts. So see, we can't bribe God. You can't bribe your way into heaven. You can't tell God this and try to influence him to keep somebody out of whatever position or what they're doing. You're not going to be able to do that. And God hear you when you're doing it. So, you know, we have to really be careful. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But every nation, he that feareth him and works righteousness is accepted with him. Acts 10:34-35. So be blessed of the Lord and know that God is not a respecter of persons nowhere. Have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.